Welcome to the Thrive Forever Fit Show, the podcast that's here to ignite your potential and guide you on a journey towards living your best life. I'm your host, Jay Nixon, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. On this show, we're passionate about one thing, and that's helping you reach your full potential, whether that's in your health and fitness, relationships, career, or personal growth. We're here to provide you with tools, strategies, and inspiration to thrive in every aspect of your life. Each episode, we'll dive deep into topics that matter most, featuring insightful interviews with experts, thought leaders, and individuals who've achieved extraordinary success. Together, we're going to explore powerful mindset shifts, nutrition and fitness strategies, effective goal setting, mindfulness techniques, and much, much more. We'll break down the barriers that hold you back and help you build resilience, focus, and unwavering determination. So if you're ready to unleash your potential and embark on a transformative journey, this podcast is for you. It's time to embrace your inner fire, tap into your limitless capabilities, and make every day an opportunity for growth and self-improvement. Get ready to be inspired, motivated, and empowered to live the life you've always dreamed of. The Thrive Forever Fit Show is here to support you every step of the way. Let's dive in. Before we dive into the show, I want to take a quick moment to talk about the sponsor of this episode. It is very dear and near and close to my heart because it is Lori's company, SpaStar. If you ever had the opportunity to watch someone create something from a thought or a vision and make this magical thing actually come to life, well, then you'll know why I'm so extremely proud of her and why I'm so excited to have her sponsoring the Thrive Forever Fit Show. If you've listened to my podcast, then you probably heard her on episode 259. If you haven't heard that, I would go listen to episode 259 as soon as you finish this episode. She talks about the story of how she created it, the adversity she overcame, the challenges that she worked through, and just the inspirational story that I know you're absolutely going to love. But what SpaStar is, it's a luxury wrap. And it was created as a spa wrap for people who were getting beauty treatments. But what we found out is it is a piece for everyday life. People are wearing it as swimsuit cover-ups, resort wear, just to get ready in the mornings or for that special event. It is the most unique piece. And I've actually worn this thing several times. That was the actual first model for this. Maybe I'll show you guys some photos of that when the time is right. But it is such a cool creation called the Get Ready Wrap by SpaStar. And because you're a listener, you get 15% off today because you support me. So just go to spastar.net, spastar.net, the word spa, the word star.net. And at the checkout, enter Thrive15, T-H-R-I-V-E 15, and you're going to get 15% off of your Get Ready Wrap. So many of my clients already have these and absolutely love them. We're selling them all over the country and all over the world, for that matter, to high-end luxury spas, and to people just like you that are using them inside of their own homes. They're traveling with them. They're using them at the pool. It's so really just unbelievably cool to see and witness. And I'm so blessed to be a part of it. And I'm so blessed to have Lori actually sponsoring my podcast, which I think is really, really cool. So go check out SpaStar. I know you're going to love it. It is the coolest thing ever. And guys, this isn't just for ladies. This is one of the coolest gifts you could get your any female in your life, for that matter. If Lori hadn't have created it, I would buy them for her as a gift to show her my love and appreciation. So dudes, if you're listening and you need to get a gift for your significant other or some special person in your life, go to spastar.net, grab a Get Ready Wrap. There's all kinds of colors. There's black, there's sage, there's a berry color, there's a gosh, I just went blank. There's a kind of a greeny, kind of avocado-y color. Really cool. You're definitely going to love these, I promise. So go to spastar.net, check it out, support Lori. And Lori, thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, let's get to the action. What is going on, amazing humans? Thank you for joining the show today. Today is an odd day. Normally I would be, or you would be listening to this podcast around October 3rd, which is my birthday. This year I'll be 49. amazing years old. We'll touch on my thoughts on that in one second. But for the last 20, almost 20 years, I've spent my birthday in a very special place to Lori and I. But based on the events of the world, that is not possible this year. So normally I would be sitting in Maui at my favorite resort, drinking my favorite champagne, watching my favorite sunset as you listen to this podcast. But based on the catastrophes that have gone on over there with the wildfires, we canceled our trip for obvious reasons. We were supposed to be there for 2 weeks. Like I said, it's a special place for Lori and I. We go there almost every single year, and we go, luckily for me, around my birthday. But based on, like I said, the events, we made the executive decision to cancel that trip this year just because it didn't feel right. I would have a very, very hard time being there and in doing what I just described, like watching, you know, one of the most magnificent sunsets and sipping champagne and experiencing my birthday and having celebrations and whatnot, when I knew right down the road, right next to me, quite possibly, someone could have been so negatively impacted and or affected, and the thousands of people that were impacted. I just didn't feel right. I couldn't do it. I mean, there's no way. I just feel like a scumbag. And so Lori and I made the executive decision, not this year. And so I'm here. I am in my home office recording this video. For several years, I would actually record the video live from Maui, sitting out on the balcony. So it's, like I said, it's really been a really special place for me, for a multitude of years, and will continue to be that when the time is right. Lori and I will go back and visit and hopefully be able to bring some form of gratitude and peace and love and all of those things that everyone there needs. If you get the opportunity and you know someone there, I have a lot of friends there. Please donate, please help, please do anything you can to make their lives just a little bit better. And I mean, I don't even know what that means or how that looks, but if you've got it in your heart to do, and you've ever been to Maui and it's something special to you, like it is to me, find somewhere to donate, give a little bit of your time, your money, your resources, whatever it might be, and help people who are less fortunate than us right now. So that brings me to our birthday celebration podcast. I like to do this every year. I kind of do a recap of the year sometimes. Sometimes I do what's on my mind. This one, who knows where this one's going to go? So if you're listening, I appreciate you. Saddle up, get ready to ride, because I don't even have a clue where we're going to end up with this bad boy. But I can tell you what, it'll be worth it if you listen to the end. And how do I know that? Just because I understand the value of connection and I understand the value of communication. And that's really what I want to do today. But before we jump in, this got me thinking about birthdays. Who in the heck? I mean, obviously, I know we're all born, and I know we all, quote unquote, have a birthday, but why don't we start celebrating birthdays? And so I went to, you know, the University of Google, and I punched in who created or why were birthdays and created or birthday parties and celebrations. And Google's even a little bit confused on this. One of the articles that I read said that it was created in Rome, was one of the first societies to begin celebrating birthdays. And that was around the 12th century. And then I read another article that said, oh, no way. It was the Egyptians. The Egyptians were actually the first to start celebrating birthdays. And scholars who studied that period or era of time believe that it was around 3000 BCE when there was a first recorded celebration of Pharaoh's birthday. And then there's some quotations from the Bible about it. It's a little bit all over the place on why, how, who was the first person to celebrate a birthday. And I started thinking about this oddly because I remember just back to like my grandfather's generation, like I don't ever remember my grandfather talking about like birthday celebrations when he was a kid, like cakes and gifts. And I mean, fast forward to today, and it is an extravaganza of sorts. I mean, some people, maybe even including me from time to time, have a month-long birthday celebration that includes trips and gifts and like, I mean, the extravagances of the world. And so I started thinking this year, like what's the real value Right. What's other than being alive? Let's not negate that. I mean, that is a monster thing. Like, being alive is really cool. And if we weren't, we wouldn't be listening to this bad boy right now, would we? So being alive is first and foremost one of the coolest things about another birthday. But as I roll into my 49th year, I started thinking about, instead of like birthday, I started thinking about worth day, like W-O-R-T-H. Like, what is this? What's the worth? What's the value of the birthday, of my birthday in particular? So I started just having some reflective thoughts as I was on this journey to kind of create this podcast. And I started thinking about the value that I hopefully bring to the world, the worth that I have for my place and space here in the world. And it really got me thinking about the celebration, right? The gifts and the parties and the trips and all of those things, which are cool, but they're really just symbolic of fun, of spectacle, if you will. But what's the real value? What's the real meaning? What's the real purpose of and significance of a birthday? And so for me, it got me thinking fairly deeply as I'm rolling closer towards my 50th birthday, which will obviously, if you're any good at math, which I'm not, will be next year. And so I'll turn 50, and that's got me kind of in a reflective state. And so I started thinking as I was getting ready for this podcast about the creation of my life. Right. And not from the biblical sense of Adam and Eve or, you know, my mom and dad or all of that stuff, but the creation of the life that I live today as a 49-year-old, as compared to a 39-year-old, a 29-year-old, a 19-year-old, and the evolution of this life that I'm so blessed and have the opportunity to get to live. But there's a creative factor in that I've been a part of. Sometimes unknowingly been a part of. Like, when you're younger, I don't think you realize the magnitude of what life really is or what life has the potential to be. And as I've gotten older, luckily I've gotten more aware and more blessed with an understanding of the value. Like, value is one of those things that I consistently think about just in a multitude of terms. Like, when I look at a lot of people look at what things cost in life. I look at the value of things. I tend not to be a cost-driven person, but I'm a really big value-driven person. What's the value what's the value of a conversation? What's the value of time? What's the value of everything, right? And so as I was doing this, I started looking through the key value indicators of my life. And you guys know me fairly well. If you're listening to this podcast, it's, you know, health is something that I really value at an extreme level, not because of it's my chosen profession, but because I have a value perspective on my health that it is, I mean, probably the most important thing in my life. And I know that I'll get some kickback on that, but everything else really becomes irrelevant if you don't value your health, right? Because without health, you're non-existent. Without being here, you can't value relationships. You can't value money. You can't value belief in anything. You can't value really anything if you're not here. And so the key factor of being here is giving your health the value that it needs. And one of my quests is to be healthier as I age, like the whole Benjamin Button maybe thing, like reversal of age or whatnot. But getting better and healthier the older I get. And that quest has been something that has been really important to me. And I've actually done a really good job of creating. Like, this year, I'm actually healthier than I was. And I'm going to do a whole podcast on this because I'm not really going to get into the details of that. But I had all my body analysis done 2 years ago. And then I had it done very, very recently, almost 2 years to the date apart. And I've gotten significantly healthier from a body fat perspective, from a visceral fat perspective, from a BMI perspective, from all of the metrics that you could look at. I've actually gotten healthier as I've gotten older, and I've considered myself a pretty healthy cat for most of my life. And so that's been a really cool thing for me. But the value that I've given it, it's no accident. That has occurred because of the extreme value that I've given it. And then I started thinking, well, what else is there? What else are the big value propositions that you have? One of the things that triggered this is that I was listening to a podcast and a gentleman was talking about how he lost his father when he was around 20 years old. And he said his recollection of his father on his deathbed was his father spoke about all the things he regretted not doing, not valuing, not blank, right? And so I started thinking about that, like on my deathbed, whenever that is, hopefully it's not for quite a bit of time. Hopefully I got a bunch more of these in the bag. I don't want to have those regrets. I don't want to say, man, I wish I would have treated myself with a little more respect. I wish I would have given myself a little more value and worth. And so that's one of the reasons that I keep health at like the top of the pillar for me, you know, top of the food chain when it comes to things that I'm really focused on and really, really give my time to. The next thing I started thinking about was relationships. And when you're younger, I don't think that you value these. Yeah, you throw around the love word and you're really close to a whole bunch of people you perceive and you think. But as you get older, and as I've gotten older, I've really learned to value relationships, really learned to value the people that are in my world and in my world for the right reasons. And I've done an exceptional job over the course of the last 10 years of the eradication of anything that doesn't bring value. And that's not to say that every human is not valuable, right? That I believe that every human on the face and place of the earth was born with the ability and the purpose of being unbelievably amazing. I'll talk about that in a second as well. So I'm not degrading or talking poorly about anybody. Not everybody fits into your value equation. And hopefully you've learned that too, as you've progressed through life. And not everybody is meant for everybody, right? We have personalities and we have things that we look for and we have visions and goals and dreams and all of those things. And if you're like me and you understand the value of a high quality relationship, then you understand that drama and negativity and you know, not being on the same team and not having the same values and visions and self-worth perspectives is just not going to be conducive for a positive, powerful relationship. So for me, I've done a really good job of really taking the relationships that I have in my circle of success and really, I mean, giving them the value and the time that they deserve and they need. And that really starts with my relationship with Lori, my significant other. Like, I am a firm believer that I would not be where I am today in any of these perspectives without the connection and the value that I have with her and of her. Like, she has propelled my life to a new level of awesomeness and existence, because when you synergistically connect with somebody and you have a relationship that is high worth, high value, high everything, it propels you. It makes you so much better. Like, I'm a firm believer that you can't have great health if you have a crappy relationship. It's going to bleed into that. You can't have a great financial situation or be a great business person if you have crappy relationships. You can't have great belief in anything if you have crappy relationships, especially with your significant other, especially with your ride or die or your the person that's supposed to be there with you through thick and thin, right? And that's where I've gotten extremely lucky, and I'm extremely grateful for my relationship with Lori, who is my best friend, who is my confidant, who is my person that allows me to be my most excellent self. I think there's a necessity in that. And then I start to look at the value that I give to finances, right? The value that I give to money. And I think a lot of people get sketchy and weird on this one because they perceive money as something that it's not. They perceive money as this, people who have money are evil, or money is the root of all evil, or, you know, all the cliches that you've heard. But what money is to me is money is freedom. It's the freedom of decision. It allows me to make decisions based on the life that I have chosen to live, and not the life that is being dictated to me. And so when I see someone struggle because they don't value, right? And I don't want to get this conflicted, right? You could make $30,000 a year and have an extremely high value of money and be perfectly happy and perfectly in sync and perfectly in alignment. You could also make $300 million and be perfectly in sync and perfectly valued and perfectly all those things. You could make both those allotments of money and be completely out of whack in an absolute human disaster. So the number, the dollar amount, doesn't equate to the value that you give it. I hope you understand that. And when I use the word wealthy, I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about what you do with your finances, how you treat your finances, how your finances help you live a better life, a healthier life, a more productive life. I started the podcast with, if you've got the means and the resources to help people less fortunate than you, help them. The people of Maui, the people that are struggling and suffering from our local, if you live in Palm Desert, or I think Cathedral City got hammered, like an entire neighborhood got like washed away with mud. Help those people if you can. That's the value of money. That's the value of being financially fit, is that you can help people who at a certain time might not have the resources to help themselves. And then I start to think about the value of belief. Right, I'm a big vision person, and I think it would be crazy for me to believe that anything that I have achieved in my life or could achieve in my life, will achieve in my life, has been because of me and me individually. Like, there has to be something bigger than me driving the forces of the universe that have allowed me to be, do, and have the things that I have. And so I believe that if I didn't have a value of that vision, a value of that belief system, then it would be very hard for me to propel myself to the next level of where it is that I want to be. And here's, I'm going to say something right now, and I hope you write this down. The greatest version of you, the greatest version of you that you were created to be, is so abundant, so amazing, so wealthy, so worthy, that you can't even fathom it. Like, you can't even begin to fathom it. I firmly believe that we were all born with that level of greatness inside of us. And it's just a series of decisions and choices and values and worthiness that we give to ourselves that allows us to get as close to that as we possibly can. I will probably never achieve the greatest version of myself, but I am going to go down to the final second trying. I'm going to go down to the final second trying to be the best version of me that I know I was born to be. And that's being a good human. That's treating myself with the utmost respect. That's treating other people with the utmost respect. And I'm a firm believer you can't do one without the other. People who disrespect themselves tend to disrespect other people. It's just the truth. People who tend to disrespect their health tend to be disrespectful in other areas of their life. You've really got to start wrapping this whole thing in a synergistic package and understanding that it's all connected. It's all connected. Your health, your relationships, your finances, your beliefs, your happiness, your gratitude, your opportunity, it's all connected. And it's all a belief. I'm a big believer in like casting a vision, like vision questing my life. What is my life supposed to look like? I've crazily, is that a word? I said the other day, I think you can add an L-Y to anything and that makes it a real word. Don't quote me on that because you might look silly at a party, but that's my belief system, not yours. I believe that I've always been like this. I believe that even as a young age, I believe there was more for me. I believe that I was capable of doing things that didn't make any sense. Most of the things that I've achieved in my life did not make any sense at one time. Didn't make any sense at all. They were very like so far away. I'm like, that doesn't even make a bit of sense. How would you possibly be able to achieve that? But when vision and belief get connected and then you throw in some action, everything is possible. Everything is achievable. Everything is attainable. So what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start looking at my birthday as more of my worth day. What worth can I bring to the world? What value can I bring to the world? What value can I bring to myself? Like, I deserve to live a happy, healthy, abundant life, as do you. But you've got to believe that. You can't believe that things are always against you. Like the world, the universe, God, whatever it is you believe in, like whatever your belief system is, life is happening for you and not to you. And if you can figure out a way to shift the energy, to shift the attitude, and to start thinking in terms of abundance, start thinking in terms of I deserve to live a great life. The greatest version of me is in here, and I've got to do everything I can possibly do to go get that. I've got to do everything I can possibly do to create the greatest version of myself. And believing that that probably is unattainable. And here's why. And this may not be true, but here's why I want to believe that that's unattainable. Because I don't think there's a finish line. I think anytime you set a finish line in your life, things just get worse from there. Nothing gets better once you cross the finish line. That's when regression starts. That's when complacency kicks in. I don't ever want to get to be the greatest version of me, but I want to get so close I can see him. I can talk to him. That's where I want to get. That's the quest. So as I'm moving into my 49th year of life, that's what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm focused on. I'm focused on, how do I bring more value to the world? How do I bring more value to myself? How do I bring more worth to the world? How do I bring more worth to myself? How do I show the people in my life, the relationships that I have, that they're so valued, they're so loved, like their existence is so important to me? How do I keep my health at the forefront of my everyday activities, what I put in my body, how I treat my body, how I sleep, how I hydrate, how I move? All of those things are so important. How do I make sure that I live a free lifestyle based on my financial success? Because that allows me to be a resource, that allows me to be a helper, that allows me to do the things that the greatest version of me wants to do. And how do I keep my beliefs positive and powerful? We're in a radically, I can't even think of a word that would describe the world that we live in today. I had a conversation the other day with somebody, and I said, you know what? I didn't used to think the way that I think about the situation that we're currently facing in the world that we live in. Like, I think I don't know if I was naive. I don't know if I was just uneducated. I don't know if I was just had my head in the sand and being silly. But I just think differently about the world as it is today. And on that same token, I can't allow that new awareness to take me off course, because I believe, and I've always believed this, that I'm the creator of my day-to-day life. I get to decide how I'm going to navigate the day. I get to decide how I am going to move through this life. Will I have a happy, abundant, positive perspective and mindset? Or will I allow negativity to creep in? Will I allow drama to creep in? If you know anything about me, those are two of my least favorite words. If you approach my life in any capacity with drama or negativity or nonsense, that is the quickest way of eradication. Like, I have a zero tolerance policy for non-solution based conversation. And so I'm actually getting ready to do a podcast on that as well, about how we as humans are so fixated on controlling the things we can't control, and not giving any attention at all to the things we can control. And that lets us off the hook in a certain perspective. That allows us not to give the value to our health and relationships and money and beliefs, because we just blame other people. We say, well, if this was fixed, then things would be different. And that's just not true. It's just 100% not true. It's the divergence and deference of personal responsibility. So my birthday message to myself is, Jay, be very personally responsible for being the greatest version of yourself that you can be. Give your life day to day, moment to moment, second to second, person to person, the value and worth that it deserves. And if you do that, you won't have any regrets when the time comes. Extremely bizarre birthday podcast. Not the podcast that I had in mind. I was actually going to give, you know, something really, you know, I don't know what I'd call it, cliche-esque of 49 things that I've learned that I wish I'd known earlier and blah, 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 blah. But I decided today just to hit record and see what flew out of my mouth, because you can probably find 49 cliches on the internet. You've probably already seen 49 cliches today. I thought I'd hit you with a more of a message that might matter, more of a message that might help you create a life that is valuable to yourself and to those that you love, and that you might recognize your worth. You might recognize your place and space in this world as the greatest version of yourself. So I'm going to leave you with a question. What does the greatest version of yourself look like? How does he or she talk? How does he or she look? How does he or she think about relationships, money, their health, their beliefs? What value does he or she bring to the world? What value does he or she bring to them, to their self? Answer those questions, and I think for you, maybe on your next worth day, you'll have an epiphany of sorts. And you'll be able to look back and reflect and say, the value that I'm bringing to myself and therefore transcending out into the world is of great worth, because my quest is to become the greatest version of myself. And if I can do that, like if we all just focused on that, like what would the greatest version of me look like? How would the greatest version of me change the world? Like if we all thought like that, the world would change. I appreciate you guys more than you know. We're going to make the 49th year of my life. I'm going to make the 49th year of my life unbelievably amazing. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to be powerful. I'm going to be abundant. I'm going to continue to attract the things that I know I deserve into my life. And I'm on a quest to be the greatest version of myself that I can possibly be. And you're a part of that. And I appreciate you for that. I'm grateful for you. And I love you. And I'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye. Hey, before you go, I'd just like to say thank you again for listening to the Thrive Forever Fit podcast and watching on YouTube. It means the absolute world to me. And if you would do me one favor, and that is simply subscribe and review this podcast on whatever platform it is that you enjoy it on, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, doesn't matter. I would absolutely be so grateful and so thankful if you do that for me. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you again next week with an awesome, awesome episode. Bye.